Scott Engel of the Fantasy Sports Network here with Trey Turner of the Nationals. Trey, I noticed so far you're third in the league in walks, and the numbers indicate that you're swinging at less pitches outside the zone. Was maybe improving your on-base percentage, your plate discipline, a focus of yours during the offseason?
Yeah, I think this spring training, I talked to the coaching staff, and it's one of the things we focused on, and I think, so far it's been going in the right direction, and I feel pretty good.
Your game is to be very aggressive naturally with the way you steal bases. Dave Martinez has been very aggressive so far, and you guys lead the league in steals. How much fun are you having? How much does it play into your style?
Yeah, it's good. I think he's given us the green light to run whenever we need to and whenever we want to. And I think, we've done a good job at picking our spots and being smart about it as a team. And I know Mikey's made some good decisions out there. He's scored a lot of runs for us without even getting a hit. So, I think that plays late in the season.
So, and you and Taylor, just like you've just been talking, you feel like you guys are like a young sort of duo that really can terrorize defenses in the National League for a long time to come?
Yeah, I hope so. I think we feed off each other. We definitely talk about, situations where, what we see on a pitcher or what we were looking for, and I think that helps one another. And, he's done a great job, like I said. I think our averages are a little bit lower than what we want to see, but, for us to get on base, I know he's walking a little bit too, for us to get on base and use our speed, it's big for us.
Your game has always been speed, even in the minors, but, of course, the game is different at the major league level, especially going into your first season here, first full season. What's different about base stealing at the majors for you?
I think it's always kind of been the same philosophy as, what is the pitcher giving you that you can use to your advantage and pick up the next base when you're stealing, and then, can you read it? I think that's one thing I learned from Davey Lopes is being able to pick it up as fast as possible and, continue to, relax out there, because sometimes people get stiff and tense and, be calm in your reads and continue to be aggressive.
What's it like to learn from a legendary base stealer like Davey Lopes, and who are some of the other veterans, who have showed you the finer points of the game?
Yeah, I think the coaching staff, the last few years and this year as well, getting a chance to pick everyone's brain, especially Davey, has been great for me. I think, Tim Bogar with this year has been really good for me, and Mikey as well. He's a little more analytical than Davey was. Davey's a little old school, and, I think both sides play. I think different guys give you different feels, and, I think we've picked up a lot from, the coaching staffs over the last few years.
Who are some of your favorite base dealers growing up, or maybe some of the guys, your contemporaries that you admire too?
I think I was too I'm too young to really remember Ricky Henderson, but I guess one of the guys that I loved watching play when I was younger was Jose Reyes over on the other side. He was very exciting, still very exciting, but he could hit the ball out of the ballpark, and then he could also steal base anytime, and I love that.
Last one for you. Because of your all-around abilities, your ability to run, to hit for power, not that you know how it works, you were first-round pick in a lot of fantasy baseball leagues this year. Do you take that as a compliment?
Yeah, for sure. I think when you're getting compared, to all the other good players out there, I think, that's always special. And, like I said, there's a lot of good people you could have picked from. So, if I'm going up there, then that's nice to see.